The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos daf nun aleph amud aleph. The Mishnah says, Loi kisehu mibayid yoyim, loi chasenu mishatech shach. Kisehu v'nizgala mutal chasoi. If a person covered his pat from before Shabbos, and then afterwards it came off, he's allowed to recover that pat on Shabbos because it had already been covered from before Shabbos. It means if, let's say, you have a pat that's covered by a towel from before Shabbos. Now, a towel is any maisef hevel, and we mentioned before that you're only allowed to do atmana from before Shabbos in a way that's any maisef hevel, because on a maisef hevel, chazal or geyser, to be mathman even from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate even from before Shabbos. Gezeirah, shema yatman beremetz, we are afraid a person might insulate with coal, with ashes that contain coals, and he will stir the ashes and cause the food to get the fire to burn stronger and the food to get hotter on Shabbos, and that's a gzeira of maver. He might come to being over Issa Dairaisa. So therefore, Chazal say you're not allowed to be matan with a mice of hevel from before Shabbos, only with any mice of hevel. So if a person has a towel wrapping his path from before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos it fell off, he would be allowed to go back and cover it again on Shabbos, because Chazal were not geyser to put it back on. They were only geyser to do it initially on Shabbos with a einim of hevel. We mentioned in the shir on Daf Memches that on Shabbos a person is not allowed to do atmana even with an einim of hevel. That was the second gezeira of Chazal. However, that is only if it was initialized on Shabbos. He is now coming on Shabbos to cover his path that he had removed from the fire. He's covering the pot to keep it warm. He's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. He's allowed to do that from before Shabbos, but on Shabbos he's not allowed to do that. However, if it had been covered from before Shabbos and then it fell off, he's allowed to take it and put it back on Shabbos. Tosfos over here, the Ramasla Kiseo in his Gala, says, Nirilari, the huadin the mutla galoise biodayim velachso lachasoisoi. A person is allowed to, not only if it falls off by itself, he's actually allowed him go ahead on his own and uncover it on Shabbos, take out whatever he needs, and then cover it again on Shabbos. Meaning Tosfos is being mechadish. Tosfos is teaching us that the Mishnah is not only if it comes off by itself, he's allowed to put it on. Even if the person himself went ahead and uncovered it, he's allowed to go ahead and cover it on Shabbos, and there's no problem of Hatmana on any Maisav Hevel on Shabbos, even though he's doing it by hand himself. I would like to discuss the four requirements that it takes for a person to have a Din Hatmana, and we'd like to discuss in today's daf, which is the last daf in the parak, some shailas that come up that apply to Hilchas Hatmana, which are very applicable to every person on every Shabbos. The Mechaber, throughout the Sifim Dalad through Ches, discusses different tenoim, different requirements that a person has in order to fit into the category of Hatmana. Meaning like this, Chazal say that you're not allowed to insulate a food. What does insulation mean? So there are four requirements, there are four important components to insulating, that if you're missing any of these components, it would not be considered insulation of a food on Shabbos. These requirements are discussed in the Mechaber, in the Mishnah Berurah, and at length in the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas and other Paiskim, where they are explicitly discussed and explained at length. And I would like to quote pretty much the discussion in the Paiskim and explain them one by one, and then we'll apply them to certain shailas that come up. The first requirement is that the food that is being insulated must be completely insulated, and not only partially insulated. There's a discussion of Atmana B'miktas. We're going to go with the Paiskim, which is Minig Ashkenaz, that if it's not completely insulated, he is not over the Isser of Atumala. Therefore, if a person has, for example, a baby bottle, and he wants to warm it up on Shabbos in a Kli Sheni, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish of Ches, you should not completely immerse the baby bottle in a, let's say, a pot of hot water that is off the fire, the Kli Sheni that was poured into, let's say, Kli Sheni, for example. A Kli Sheni, according to most Paisim, would be, let's say, a cup that you filled up from an urn, would be, according to many Paisim, a Kli Sheni. According to the Chazon Ish, would be a Kli Rishon. So let's say you poured it into another cup, and you took the baby bottle and put it into that Kli Sheni. Do not completely submerge the baby bottle in the water, because that would be Hatmana on Shabbos. If you leave it sticking out of the water a little bit, you're not going to be over Hatmana, because one of the first requirements for Hatmana is that it must be completely insulated. We gave an example on Daf Memches of an urn. Many people have an urn cover, that a skirt that goes on the urn that fits the urn. They keep that. The reason why people put it on is because they like the water even hotter than the way the urn usually makes it, so they insulate it even further. Usually the skirt will completely cover the urn, and it would be a real problem of atmana. Not only anemaisa pavel, even though clothing is technically anemaisa pavel, but since it combines with the electricity, sort of the fact that the urn is hot on its own, so together with that, it gives it a status of a moisef hevel, and you would not be allowed to do that even before Shabbos. So if you see someone who wrapped his urn in a towel completely, or in a skirt that goes around the urn, even before Shabbos, you have to tell him that he must uncover the urn substantially, because if not, he's going to be over a din of atmana. The second requirement is that the insulation must be done to the Kli Rishon, to the pot itself that the food was cooked in. If he poured the food out into a Kli Sheni, even though the food is very hot, and then he went ahead and even if he covered it completely, he's not going to be over the din of Hatmana, because it is in a Kli Sheni. For example, a person has a bowl of soup. He wants to keep his bowl of soup warm, so he takes a plate and he turns the plate upside down and to cover his bowl of soup, to keep it warm. The bowl of soup is a Kli Sheni. He had poured it out of the Kli Rishon, and now he is keeping it warm by covering it with, let's say, some kind of towel or a plate. A plate would not be completely covered, so let's say a towel. He does not have a problem because it's a Kli Sheni. The third requirement is that a person has to intend to insulate. He has to intend to do Hatmana. The Mechaber writes, if he had intended to cover his food so the rats don't get to it, or so the dirt doesn't fall into it, it's not going to be considered Hatmana, because he had not intended to insulate to do any kind of Hatmana. That's not the din of Hatmana of Chazal. Another example of this would be if a person wants to cover his pot. Many times covering the pot is going to make the food cook faster or stay warm, much warmer. Rav Moshe writes, that's not a problem, because his intention is not to keep the food only warm, it's also to keep the food free from any kind of other particles, or to keep it fresh. It should not get, nothing should go into it to spoil it. Even though, of course, he does enjoy the fact that it remains warm, but since it's not his primary intention, it does not get into the shadow of Atmana. There are other places that discuss this, but this is Rav Moshe's pshat. The fourth requirement is that it has to be completely covering the pot. If a person, for example, would put on top of his food pot a board or a large plate that sticks out on all sides over the pot, and over this plate he would drape a towel, so the towel is not going to be touching the pot itself, it's going to be completely around the pot and surrounding it, but since it's not touching the pot, it's not going to be considered Hatmana, and he would not be over the Isser of Hatmana on Shabbos. So let's talk about some common shilas that this would apply to. One of the primary discussions is crackpots. A person has a crackpot, and in the crackpot he has an insert. Now there are two kinds of crackpots. Actually, three kinds. There's a kind that has a flat bottom, which on top of that people will put the pot, Now that batim does not surround the pot at all. And then there's the kind that the batim goes all around the pot, and it has an insert that you insert inside. The third kind is that the insert is attached to the pot. Let's discuss the kind where you insert the insert in and out. So the shaila is like this. A person has a crack pot all around. The pot on the outside is completely surrounding the inside pot, the insert. So why is that not a din of atmana? He's being meisav hevel. He's adding, by having this the heat element around the pot, it's not only a ainu meisav hevel, it's not only, it actually is increasing the hevel, it cooks it, it makes it hotter. And we mentioned that a person is not allowed to be matan even from before Shabbos in something that's meisav hevel, something that increases the heat. And even though you're doing it, and even though you're going to tell me, what do you mean this is how I'm cooking for Shabbos, it doesn't matter. A person is not allowed to cook in a way that has Isser of Atmana. So what would be the hazard to do that? One can argue that since the tap is not covered, the cover of the pot does not have anything on top of it, so it does not get into the issue. However, there are some Paisim that say that that's not enough. It's still going to be considered a mice of Hevel. And it will be a problem of Atmana. So the Paiskim given Eitzah to avoid the Shaila is to put a lining of aluminum foil between the outside and the insert. This aluminum foil, what it does is that it prevents the heat to a certain degree from affecting the insert, and it changes the status from a Maisav Hevel to an Einim Maisav Hevel, and an Einim Maisav Hevel is allowed from before Shabbos. Some people have an additional chumrah. What they'll do is they'll take a piece of aluminum foil and they'll crunch it up into a ball, and they'll put it under the insert, thereby suspending the pot a little bit off the bottom of the crack pot itself, and therefore they would avoid the shaila of being matan with a mice of hevel from before Shabbos. That, and it's important to note that a person would have to cover the knob as well, because that would also be a shaila a person might come to Isser of raising the fire. But the point is, right now, as far as getting out of the shaila of Maisav Hevel, a person would have to line it with aluminum foil. That's the ace of the Paiskim good. There are Paiskim that are not happy with this, and they feel that this is not enough to circumvent the shaila of being matan with a Maisav Hevel. However, many, many people are soimich on this, and they use the crack pad in this manner. And it's important to note that the aluminum foil not only should be inside, but it should actually be going outside a little bit and draping over the outside of the pot, and to make sure it goes over the outside and should not be completely inside, in order to make sure that it's completely not to avoid the shaila completely. That is one shaila. Another shaila is a person has a piece of kishka that he wraps in aluminum foil and he puts it into his chalent. Now what's he doing? He's taking a piece of kishka and he's putting in an einim meisav hevel. However, he's putting it into a pot which is a status of meisav hevel. The chalent is completely surrounding his kishka, or the pot is completely surrounding his piece of kishka that's in this aluminum foil that's wrapping it. So together with the heat of the chalent and the hatmana of the aluminum foil, which is similar to the combination of the towel on the urn together with the electricity of the urn, so it should be a hatmana on a meisav hevel. So how is he allowed to do that? Many people do it. How are they allowed to do that? So one of the reasons we're allowed to do that is, if I can discuss, and Nissen Karela says this, is that the intention of the person who's covering the kishka is in order to prevent the kishka from disintegrating into the chalent. If the intention of the person was to make two completely separate, dishes, two completely separate dishes, he never intended that they should go together, then you would have a problem. But here, really, it's really one thing. He wants to eat his chalent together with his kishka. The only reason he keeps his kishka separate is in order to prevent it from disintegrating into the chalent. So therefore, a person is, that would not be considered a separate food item to be to judge a status of atmana, to consider it insulating. For the same reason, you won't judge anything else in the pack as atmana. Why? Because that's part of the food. That's part of the chalon. So the same thing is that the kishka is also part of the chalon. It happens to be wrapped up. But the wrapping was not to keep it separate from the chalon. It was just to prevent it from disintegrating into the chalon. So therefore, it's considered like anything else in the chalon, and you would not have any shaila of atmana. I would like to mention a shaila that I had, and if there's people that have any feedback, I would like to hear it. And a certain person told me that they, as of now, they do not have a definite reason why it should be mutter. However, many people do it. And I would like to discuss the tzadim of the shaila. Many people will take a challah out of the freezer and warm it up on Shabbos by putting it on top of the crackpot. We mentioned in the Shirim on Bishul that a person does not have the issue of Bishul Achar Bishul in this case. So he's allowed to put it on top of the crackpot to warm it up, to defrost it, providing that there's no liquid on it. And he's going to take that, and eventually it can get pretty hot. He's putting it, again, he's putting it on top of the crackpot, not into the crack. He's putting it on top of the cover. It warms up, and there are parts of it that actually get pretty warm. And then he'll go and he'll take it, and he'll put it under his challah cover and say Hamaitzi. Now, if you have a challah cover that's not completely draped over the challah, then it's not a problem because we said that it has to be completely covering. However, there are many challah covers that completely drape over the challah. And many times the intention of the person is he wants to keep his challah warm. He likes that it's warm. He's not ready to start the suda right away, so he's putting it under the cover. So why isn't that a shaila on Shabbos of being matzmin, a real hatmana? We said that a person is not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos even on something that's ain't in Maisav Hevel. So if a person is going to take this challah and put it under the challah cover, it's going to be a hatmana b'dover she'ain in Maisav Hevel. So, and we know that dover she'ain in Maisav Hevel is aser. Chazal were goyzer. Shem yintzes k'deir tzinenes v'yasichena. So why is a person allowed to do this? You can come and argue and say, no, this should be like putting it into a klisheni. Klisheni does not have isur of atmana. Technically, that could be an answer. That could be a heter. However, a challah was never really in a klirishin in the first place. The challah itself is a klirishin. It's like a dover gush. A person is taking a solid food item. That itself, wherever it is, according to some paiskim, is considered a thing in and of itself. It retains the status of a kli rishon wherever it is. So passively we can argue that should be considered a hatmana on any Maisav Hevel on Shabbos on a kli rishon too. The shaila is, what is the hetter? What are people saying, Machan? And based on these things that we discussed, it would be kedai to ma'ayin in the shaila and find out l'alocha what people are knowing.
I would just like to add a little end note. That which we spoke out before, the requirements of atmana, the four conditions, the second one is that if it's a klisheni, does not have atmana, that's only applicable to a mice of hevel. It means on Shabbos, if a person covers something with, let's say, a towel, but if it's a situation of a mice of hevel, for example, if the item that he's covering is also on top of a hot plate, that would be also even in a klisheni, because that condition does not apply to that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.